Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Worldwide protests against police brutality are shaking up the entertainment industry. The Paramount Network canceled the long-running reality TV show Cops earlier this week, and then the A&E Network followed suit, canceling its hit show Live PD. Let's bring in NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. And Eric, what do you think? Did these networks make the right call?
Yeah, I actually think they did. I've been a critic of Cops for quite a long time. Cops, of course, is a show that has aired for 30 years. It was put together by embedding camera crews with police officers who answer emergency calls and arrest people. And there's always been this criticism that not only do the police departments have a lot of control over what gets filmed, but there's some question about whether the people arrested feel like they fully have the independence to say that they won't sign a release. And there's also been these allegations that officers may feel pressure to arrest people or to do things that are exciting for the cameras because they want to end up on television. And so this idea that you're getting this look at policing that's authentic and real is not necessarily true, because the producers seem to get involved in trying to create situations that are different than what police departments might normally do.
And as you say, controversial really from the beginning. Here's a moment from a 2010 episode. Two officers in Florida have just pulled over a car that didn't use a turn signal. The cops are white, and the men in the car are black. Let's listen.
Don't move. There's a gun under the front seat. Don't
get out.
Move. Whatever you do, don't move. You take him out, and then I'll take this one. There's a revolver right under the front seat. Keep your hands up. Put him up.
Get on the ground right now.
Get down.
You reach down, and I'm going to put one right here.
So Eric, seems like that disgusted critics of the show for years, but frankly, also seems like that is, you know, probably what drew so many people in. Why was it so popular for so long?
Well, you know, it was seemingly a real life version of the kind of cop drama that we've grown up seeing fictionalized on TV for a long time. And so there was this sense that you were sort of getting a peek at how it actually goes down. And of course, because they were manipulating the stories, they were able to actually deliver stories. And most of the time they show the cops exercising the best judgment. You know, when they pull a black person over or anybody over, you know, in the world of cops, when they pull them over, they find out that they have a gun or they have drugs or something like that. You don't see the instances when they pull somebody over for something like that and it turns out that they didn't really do anything wrong.
Right. And there's also the newest iteration of Cops, which is Live PD on A&E, which is, as we said, now canceled. And instead of showing the edited footage like Cops did, it actually broadcasts live footage from several embedded crews in different positions around the country. It was the network's most popular series. And Eric, when you take both of these shows together, it sounds like you're saying that they actually influenced the way that the public views police. And it was almost always in the police's favor.
Yeah, and in fact, I mean, there's so much to talk about here. Live PD, I just want to point out, is a separate show. And their idea was to do what Cops does, but broadcasting live. Now, there's a ton of problems with this. Number one, if police officers show up to an emergency call at your house with cameras rolling, and they're feeding live to a show that's being broadcast nationwide, I don't think that you really have much of a chance as the victim or the subject of this attention to say that you don't want to be on national television. Also, the police departments have veto power. The officers on the scene can decide that they don't want anything to be shown, and they can tell the camera crew to stop filming at any point. So it's obvious that the producers have pitched the show to police departments to get their cooperation by telling them that the show's going to make them look good. And, of course, when you see that day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, of course, that's going to have an impression on viewers.
Yeah. Before I let you go, we also saw this week that HBO Max pulled the 1939 Civil War classic Gone with the Wind for its problematic depiction, and we've known this for a long time, of the Civil War and slavery. HBO says it's going to bring it back eventually with more context. But, you know, take that and what we've been talking about with these cop shows and just reflect for a minute on what all this says about how the moment we're in is affecting the industry.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I love the idea of looking back at old movies and TV shows with fresh eyes and deciding, hey, you know, before someone consumes this, let's tell them a little bit about some of the problematic imagery in it. And so all these claims of censorship that some people have or this uproar, what I think it's really about is that it's unsettling to people to realize that a movie that they may have liked for a long time had messaging inside of it that they didn't realize was racist. But, you know, part of this moment is having the strength to be honest and face up to things that you may have accepted that now you may realize you shouldn't have accepted.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you.